Take off your jacket, because it's time to get deep under the covers with a loose read.
Hello, Manon. How are you?
Hi, Rachel. I'm good, thanks. I'm coming to you live from Oamaru.
What a gorgeous part of the country. I was asking you before if you've visited the Steampunk Museum yet.
Yeah, I've been before. I think I might I might get there this time. I'm thinking of maybe going to see the Blue Penguins instead.
Oh, I feel like that's a very strong call as well.
Yes.
What are you reading at the moment? What's on the book horizon for you?
So, well, I've just read a book called All the Lovers in the Night. It's by Nieko Kawakami, and it was published in 2011 in Japan, but it's just been translated by Sam Betts and David Boyd. I'm a bit late to the party with Kawakami. It's actually the first of her books that I've read, but I'm so glad that I picked this up, and I just now want to read everything of hers that I can get my hands on. Her writing, I think, kind of exclusively examines like contemporary Japanese womanhood and class issues, and she's just like such a fearless, awesome writer.
That's so cool. I have heard about her books, but I've never read one. What's this new story about?
So it's kind of a difficult one to sum up because it's one of those ones where, you know, quite like mundane events have these really profound effects.
Yeah.
It basically tells the story of this woman, Fuyoko. She's in her early 30s, working as a freelance proofreader in Tokyo. And she lives this like extremely isolated, very lonely life, mainly at home in her little apartment. And she's very willingly like consumed by her work, just like scanning book manuscripts for errors, sometimes all through the night. And she's unable to find much at all to do with herself outside of that.
Mm.
She says herself how she has no idea what she even does in the hours between working and going to sleep apart from eating. And so she's just very deeply unhappy, you know, the kind when you're sort of in this numb daze and just totally bewildered by the world, and she's got just no idea how she's supposed to be. But then one day she goes to this kind of like, I guess it's like a community college, cultural centre thing, where she's finally plucked up the courage to sign up for a class. And she ends up drinking too much when she's trying to calm her nerves and just like falls asleep on this bench. And when she wakes up, she finds that her bag's been stolen. And this really kind man named Mitsutsaka reaches out and helps her. And they strike up this very, like, very sweet, awkward, like, tentative relationship.
Mm.
He's a much older man, and he's a physics teacher. And they just kind of start meeting for coffee here and there. And she's got this fascination with the properties of light. And so they kind of start discussing things like the nature of colour and particles and quarks and that
physics
kind of thing.
Chat.
Yeah, physics chat. There's some really great physics chat. And then from there, the book just kind of traces the way that, you know, she deals with that kind of simultaneous yearning for and being terrified of connection with another human. And she sort of partway through the book does reveal this like quite horrific trauma that's behind her.
Mm.
I guess dissociative behaviour, and it's quite devastating.
It sounds like an incredible story. I think it's always great to read something from an author that you've never heard about before, or maybe you have heard about and haven't touched.
Yeah.
I think it's always good to kind of go in cold, especially on a recommendation like this. It sounds like you almost did that as well, having not read her stuff before. Well, who would you say might like this type of book, Manon?
Gosh, like anyone who's interested in like contemporary Japan, but also just like Japanese literature generally, anybody who has had a moment of struggling in life or been transformed by another person. I mean, it's not just like a sad girl book, you know. It's got
real
like searching tone to it, and it's I think Kawakami's writing is so so beautiful, like very lucid and exact, the way she kind of captures little sequences of experience and thought. And like, if you like, she's said herself how she's been very influenced by Murakami. And you can kind of sense that in her writing. It's like the best of Murakami's writing, but with like three-dimensional women.
I was going to say.
It was really nice.
That is nice. That is really nice. That's always always annoyed me about Murakami's books. Remind us of the name of this one and the author.
It's All the Lovers in the Night, and her name is Mieko Kawakami.
Fantastic. Thank you so much, Manon. Enjoy the rest of your holiday in Oamaru, and we'll see you in a couple of weeks.
Thanks, Rachel. See you soon.
That was Loose Reads.
Thank you very much.